This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Maurice Jones is live in studio. He is the assistant city manager for the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, that we call home. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. It's good to see you, too. Thanks a lot for having me.
We're also joined by Brenda Lampert of Charlottesville. She's a member of the steering committee for the Dialogue on Race. Brenda, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Coy.
Absolutely. So where are we with that, Maurice? What's the latest?
Well, the latest is we are now taking registration for folks who are interested in becoming participants or volunteer facilitators for the Dialogue on Race. We have set a December 5th kickoff date. The kickoff will occur at the King Performing Arts Center at Charlottesville High School. We're still working on the times, finalizing that, but it will be on December 5th. And right now we're hoping that folks who are interested in helping out and being a part of this this dialogue to help improve race relations here in Charlottesville will go to our website, which is www.charlottesville.org/dialogue, read up on the dialogue and why we feel this is necessary and why City Council thought it was necessary, and would be helpful and constructive as we move forward in the future, and choose to participate. We're using what's called the study circle model of discussion, where we break folks up into different groups, 10 to 12 people in a group, from people from different walks of life, to get to know each other, and then also to address the issues that continue to divide segments of our community. And so we hope to have a lot of folks involved with this process, and we definitely need as many people in the Charlottesville area to participate as possible.
We're talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville. Brenda Lampert is also with us. Now, Brenda, you are a member of the steering committee. Take us behind the scenes now and tell us about your involvement with this dialogue.
Well, I applied to be on the steering committee and was very pleased to be selected. And I think what I most want people to know about the steering committee is that it is a really diverse group of people. There are old people, young people, rich people, poor people, Black, white, Latinos, and we're hoping that the study circles, which will be forming, will have at least this much diversity. We really want everybody's voice to be heard.
Yeah, and what is your hope, Brenda, that might come out of all of this, this dialogue on race that is community-wide now? This is not just the city, it's the county. Anybody that wants to participate can sign up and get involved.
Yes, that's true. And we hope to have hundreds of people involved in the study circles. The study circles will meet five or six times, talk about issues of race and diversity, and talk about what they would like to see happen. The committee will take all of these discussions and come up with an action plan. We really want this to be not just people talking about what's going on. We want something good to come out of it. We want some real change to come out that'll make this a better place for everybody.
We're talking with Brenda Lampert of the city of Charlottesville. Brenda, share with us, if you can, your motivation to even call City Hall and say you wanted to be a member of the steering committee and wanted to be involved in helping to make this happen.
Well, I grew up in Mississippi in the 50s. And I was involved in the civil rights movement there during the 1960s. And I have to say that I naively thought that once the Civil Rights Act was passed, we had solved these problems of racism. And after 40 plus years of living all over the country, I've been in Charlottesville for 29 years. It's been very clear that we still have a lot to be done. And I really welcome the chance to be a part of a group that seemed to have that motivation.
Brenda Lampert is with us. We're also talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville. And Maurice, you have said before that part of the plan is that this, all these dialogues and these circles of people that will come together representing, you know, all walks of life and different parts of our community will actually lead to some type of policy that you can put before City Council.
Yeah, Brenda, you know, mentioned the dialogue moving to action part, and we do anticipate that happening because we think that dialogue in and of itself is positive and will move our community a couple of steps forward when it comes to issues of race. But ultimately, putting some action behind that will really take us off and prepare us for the future, especially as we become a much more multicultural community, as we are seeing in our society and generally. So we do hope to see at the end of this some action that will be presented not just to the city council. This is not a government issue. This is a community issue. So there will be a challenge to our community to see this action come to take place.
So remind us again, Maurice, of the time schedule
sure.
and how people can get involved, because we finally reached the point now where if people want to participate in this dialogue on race, they need to get online or make a phone call.
Sure, exactly. And we do encourage folks to go to our website, charlottesville.org/dialogue. There's plenty of information on there about why City Council felt this was necessary, information about our steering committee, and then there's a registration form that they can fill out, online registration form. Really easy, shouldn't take much time to fill it out. And that's if someone is interested in becoming a participant or a volunteer facilitator. Because each one of these groups, our goal is to have two facilitators for each one of these groups. And the reason that it's important for folks to register is because we will have a training opportunity in November for the facilitators. And they have to go through that process because there are skills that they will need to maneuver through what at times could be an uncomfortable discussion. And they need to have the skills to be able to guide people through that. And so it's really important for folks who feel as though they have the skills or are very interested in becoming a facilitator to step up and to do that.
Brenda, before we let you go, what's the message that you want to get out to people who are listening to this and thinking, I might be interested in that. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that or not.
I have two things I'd like to say. One is that we are going to have paper applications available, and we're going to be distributing them to people. You don't have to be a computer user to join this group. If you don't see one around, call the city manager's office. We'll mail one to you. And I want to ask people to, if they think that people in their workplace or their school or their community would be interested in this, members of the committee will be glad to come and speak to your group and explain about the dialogue. We really want to have as many people participate as we can. Every voice can make a contribution.
Yeah, and Maurice, what's the time commitment?
What we're asking folks to commit to would be 6 sessions, and each one of those sessions would be about 1.5 to 2 hours, and that would be spread out over a 2 to 3 month period of time. So it's really 10 to 12 hours of your time to help make this a better community.
We're talking with Maurice Jones and Brenda Lampert, a member of the steering committee, about the dialogue on race. It's online at charlottesville.org/dialogue. And David is in Charlottesville on line one. David, go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question. I think it's for both of them, but maybe I can direct it initially to Mr. Jones. You made the statement just a moment ago that depending on what comes out of the meetings you all are going to have, that the city council may adopt certain types of policies. And my question would be, what sort of policies would you envision city council adopting out of these meetings that you're having?
David, that's a great question.
Sort of hard to say until you have it, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I do have that question posed to me quite often when I'm talking to organizations in the community, church groups and others. And quite honestly, I don't know, and I shouldn't have those answers right now. I mean, it really needs to come out of these study groups, and we want that type of involvement. We need new creative ideas on how we address some of these issues. I would say one of the goals of the steering committee, and I think we'll continue this beyond the dialogue, is to make sure that people have a good understanding or at least access to information about the history here in Charlottesville, because I think that has played a role in the continuing racial tensions that we have, because I don't think people understand that history, and we need to do more to get information out about that. So I can see different suggestions coming out about ways that we can put forward more information on our history so that people are aware of it.
Yeah. You're not necessarily going to be looking at new laws to try to legislate away racism. I mean,
no, of course not. Yeah. I mean, but are there things that we can do in our community to encourage folks to learn more about history, as I mentioned? Are there opportunities to bring people together from different backgrounds? So those are things that City Council can support. And there may be some something that comes out of it that would cost some money, and so council would have to move forward and consider that and see whether that works within our budget. So those are the types of things that I think will come before council. You can't legislate away racism or discrimination.
David, thank you for the call. It's a good question, and Maurice, I'm sure you're getting that question quite a lot. Brenda Lampert is with the Steering Committee of the Dialogue on Race online at charlottesville.org/dialogue. Brenda, thank you for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much, Coy.
And we're going to take a very quick break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more with Maurice Jones about some other things going on in the city. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's rejoin our conversation with Maurice Jones of the City of Charlottesville. And again, the Dialogue on Race now accepting applications for anyone who would like to participate, and you do not need to be a city resident. That's another thing here. It's just a member of the Central Virginia community, and
that is correct.
If this is something you'd like to participate in, and if you have some ideas of some kind of, you know, whether you just want to participate in the conversation or you have some ideas of changes you'd like to see in this regard, you got to be in on those conversations.
That is true. You've got to. It's kind of like the lottery, I guess. You have to play in order to win. I think you have to participate in order to make a difference.
Charlottesville.org/dialogue. You can also call City Hall. And what's the number for the manager's office?
970-3101.
970-3101. Y'all have a community job fair coming up next week, right?
We do. It's actually going to be at the John Paul Jones Arena next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we've been doing this for a number of years. Most recently, it's been held at the Omni, but it's an even bigger event this time around. So we're having it at the John Paul Jones Arena. We have 75, as of yesterday afternoon, we had 75 employers who are going to be there from around the Charlottesville area. And we know that folks are looking for jobs in this down economic time. So this is the first time that we've held two of these job fairs in 1 year. Usually we just have it once a year, but there was so much demand and positive response to the last one that we did a number of months ago that we decided to hold another one.
How does that work? They just all set up booths and
they do.
Let people know what they're looking for.
Exactly. They set up booths and
sort of like a want ads come to life.
And yes, that's correct. And one of the things that we've been talking to the employers about is we really want folks who are there, who are looking for folks. You know, in the past, we've had employers come who weren't actively looking for employees, but most of the folks who will be there on Tuesday will be actively looking for employees.
Well, that's exciting because, as you say, there are people in our community who are definitely looking.
Yeah, and
whether
and
it's a first, second, or third job.
Exactly. And in addition to the job opportunities, we'll also have two local image consultants who will be on site to help give folks advice on how you make a good first impression, you know, those types of things. So we're trying to offer some services that go beyond just making the employers available.
We're talking with Maurice Jones, the assistant city manager for the city of Charlottesville. We're honored to have him live in studio. The census is coming up next year.
Yes, sir.
Again, has it been 10 years already?
I know. It's flown by.
And, of course, y'all, the city will be City Hall will be very involved in this process, right?
Yeah, we already are. We're working with the Census Committee, working with our friends in Albemarle County. We said, you know, this time around, it makes sense for us to work together in terms of publicizing what's taking place with the census. And things will really kick into high gear in January in terms of publicity and that type of thing. But it's always good to start the conversation as early as you can, just so that folks are aware of what's going on for next year. The Census will be sending out their short forms, and it's only short forms this time. Remember last time there were short forms and then longer forms. It's just kind of a short form. I think 10 questions this time around that they're asking people to answer and return back. And those will be going out in March. And then a few weeks after that, if folks have not returned their forms in, that's when the census will send out the census takers who will knock on doors and try to get information that way.
Well, I can tell you, as somebody who has done quite a bit of historical research, this stuff's gold.
Oh, it's,
you
yeah.
got, you got,
yeah.
Please answer this stuff for future historians, because this stuff is just, I can guarantee you there's many, many historians in the future who will be poring over this stuff.
And you're right. It's important from that perspective, but it's also important because, quite frankly, there are billions of dollars that are distributed in this country based on population. And so it's so important for us to make sure that we're getting our share here in the Charlottesville area as well from the federal government, because that's your money that you're giving to the federal government every year. So it comes back to much needed services here in Charlottesville.
Before we let you go, the Halloween Festival downtown is coming up very soon.
It is always a lot of fun. The Charlottesville Parks and Recreation Department will be holding the festival on Saturday, October 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. In the Charlottesville Pavilion. They'll have games, slides, moon bounces, the whole to do, and then they'll have trick-or-treating on the mall as well with businesses that cooperate and are a part of this. And so it's always a lot of fun, and they'll have costume judging contests. So if you have any questions about it, you can go to charlottesville.org and the Parks and Rec Recreation site, or you can call us at 970-3260. And once again, it's on October 31st from 2 to 5.
He is the assistant city manager for the city of Charlottesville, Maurice Jones. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.